the stock market in correction territory.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The stock market has become volatile again. For about a year, all we saw was stock prices going up. And then, since January 26th, there has been a lot of changes to what was being accepted as normal. Initially, there were small drops followed by a couple of ineffective but market advances, followed by stronger declines. Between January 26th and February 8th, we had six market declines where Dow Jones Industrial Average lost a total of 3,433 points and four market advances with a sum total of 677, with a net loss of 2,756 points, a drop of 10.4%. And since the market drop exceeded the magic number 10, we now call it a correction. It's no longer a drop. And while the market has lost all its gains for 2018, on a month-to-month basis, it is still above February of last year. In meetings, parties, and get-togethers, when people find out that I'm an economist, the first question they ask is about the stock market. This, of course, aside from some who ask me if it's going to snow tomorrow. And I absolutely get the point. However, since I'm also a pilot, keep a very close eye on forecasts, almost always I can repeat what I read about the probability of snow for tomorrow. Aside from the jokes, economists are not the best people to ask about the short-term behavior of stock market. We do our forecasts using rational expectation models, and the stock market has rarely acted rationally in the short run. After election, the market exploded upward. By the end of 2016, the market was 13% up for the year. The market rose another 25% by the end of 2017. These are huge gains. The economy, while doing well, did not grow in a fashion which could provide grounds for such an explosive market growth. Back again to the question, why the market has been increasing so rapidly after the election? The idea was that with less regulation and major corporate and personal tax breaks, the economy will do so much better that it will more than make up for the skyrocketing deficit, which obviously will take place when you reduce the corporate and personal tax rates. Well, that has not happened, at least not yet. According to published reports, Treasury is planning to borrow $995 billion this year, nearly doubling its 2017 borrowing. And this is happening when the economy is doing well and unemployment rate is almost at full employment level. This usually means higher interest rates. And as interest rates go up, investors divert more of their money to interest-bearing instruments, which result in softer demand for stocks. And based on historical data, that will result in lower stock prices. What we are seeing now may just be a run-up to that. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.